Denise, could you give me an overview of why the African Heritage Food Co-op, the Fruit Belt Advisory Council, and Preservation Buffalo Niagara are coming together just for one vacant building on Buffalo's east side?
We're looking to do a partnership with Alex's business and bring a grocery store into the community for the first time in generations. And so it was a response to an event that had happened roughly a week and a half ago, mm-hmm. where Alex had brought his produce out and we had a whole display of items that were sold at that location. It was a wonderful event. We collected 72 letters from people that were in the community and from the community that were in support of having this business come into our community.
Alex, how would you describe some of the areas on Buffalo's east side classified as food deserts?
So you talk about food deserts. The term we use is food apartheid. And the reason we use food apartheid as opposed to deserts because deserts are things that happen naturally, right? So, you know, I look at feasibility studies and I look at grocery stores in our community and it's always, oh, it's not feasible. But you look at these corner stores and they're making pretty good profit. So it's feasible.
So you talk about using community control and utilizing cooperative economics to help prop up the neighborhood. Is there some place in Buffalo that we can look and say, hey, this is working? There's a good example of this.
When I initially came back into Buffalo, I lived on the west side when Lexington Co-op was a little itty-bitty place that was tucked way in the back off of Elmwood. And unless you lived over there, nobody knew it was there. It was literally a gem that was hidden in the community. And now look at it, how it's surfaced and it's thrived. And it has definitely benefited the community in a variety of ways, not just with the products that they offer, but also in services that are rendered in that building.
The co-op is a sharp contrast to gentrification. It's a sharp contrast to a developer coming and trying to make as much profit as possible. This is community owned, community operated, and benefits the community.
We need to have our own. We know that there are a lot of communities that are thriving. They have their own grocery stores. They have their own co-ops. They have their own community centers. They have all the things that communities are supposed to have. And we're consistently having to fight for everything. But we strongly believe that we deserve to have our own just like everybody else.
And I think just from a business standpoint, you know, having fresh fruit and vegetables and other things available to people in walking distance that they own. You know, when you walk in and you look for the general manager and you actually can recognize him from your community. I think that's a big difference than most things that are happening right now. And then you have the medical campus right there and there's thousands of employees and I'm sure they eat. So it'd be great for them to come and patronize something that's locally owned and operated. Because one of the things you get from people who aren't necessarily looking that hard, like, oh, how do we support local businesses? How do we, you know, how do we give back? How do we do that? Well, here you go. It's right in your face. You can give back right here. Not only give back like charity, you're going to get something, right? So it's a fair exchange in dignity because that's what it's about. It's not about here, give me something, and then next year I need you to give me something else. This is come and get something you need in a way that dignifies the folks that are operating it and allows them to, you know, get tutoring for their kids, put their kids in martial arts if they want to, drive a car that's not going to fall apart next week, and take some of those, the light bill and those stresses off of people in a dignified way because people are working for what they're getting.
Buffalo's East Side has seemed to draw a lot of interest from developers and individuals looking to buy cheap property. You talk about gentrification, and of course, there's the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus that continues to develop. What effect is this having on the neighborhood?
Properties in my community are not cheap anymore. You know, we've seen at the city auction, we've seen lots go for roughly over $100,000. We've seen houses that are boarded up that really should have been pulled down for demolition that sold for thousands, $30,000, $40,000. And so we understand that there are speculators and, you know, they're driving the cost of things in our community. It's interesting that we recently came back from Chicago, mm-hmm. and talked to people there who had some experiences where some of the things happened there that are happening with us right now, where there was a lot of speculation and people were driving the prices, but the people with the money that were supposed to come never came. And now the property values have gone back to what they were before, except that the neighborhoods have, of course, been devastated.
So, Alex, at the end of the day, what do you envision all this looking like?
At the end of the day, I want to see a full-service grocery store with a greenhouse attached. You walk in past the greenhouse. Inside, you see elders playing chess, drinking coffee, and then it opens up, and you see the African colors and African proverbs, and you see a unique customer service experience, affordable food, and a place that people want to come. So it's going to be Duff's, the Anchor Bar, and African Heritage Food Co-op, hopefully. So something that's going to be great for that community and benefit our community.